I'm laughing because my wife, when she watches this episode, she's going to see that I stole her glasses. So thank you, baby. I appreciate you so much. You're the greatest. You say nice things. You smell nice. And you're absolutely beautiful. I love you, Brooklyn. But I do steal your things. The corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom. It's amazing because Proverbs 28, I keep telling you guys that the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, never disappoints. And today is not that day. You're not going to be disappointed with this one either. I'm on fire right now. My heart is almost beating out of my chest because I just got off a podcast with comedian Nazareth. If you haven't seen the episode, you have to stop this episode right now and go over and watch that one. I think that I'm important at times, but I tell you, comedian Nazareth, this guy absolutely dropped fire, dropped wisdom. He is an incredible, incredible human being, and he's doing the right things for the right reasons, and the right things continue to happen. He was unbelievable, and also, too, he spoke so much life into me. So in Proverbs 28, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, this is 3,000-year-old wisdom. The question that I had this morning was, what if I'm weary, God? What if I'm weary? I woke up this morning, I was a little bit tired, I was a little bit worn down, and I asked him, what if I'm weary? He said, come to the beach. I said, well, what if I'm weary, though? He said, come to the beach, and I'll answer your question. And he answered it in three ways. Number one, it's okay. Number two, listen to me. And number three, lean on me once you've listened to me. So why don't we get this party started?
Cause we believe in, it's for certain, we put the work in. We ain't stopped just because it's hurting right before your eyes. So it's coming to no surprise, the takeover is televised. Over and over and over again, make no mistake, we continue to win. Defeat never known, cause I will not lose. They wanna mimic my moves, but can't walk in my shoes.
People have asked all the time, like, why Proverbs? And I answer them because I've just been studying it for the last 30 years, and it's brought me so many amazing things. And now I started to go into a deep study of it and asking questions. And one of the reasons why is because I wanted to make wisdom cool, like, to my kids. My son, Maddox and McKenna, I want them to see wisdom, like the right use of knowledge. And where do we get that? From the fear of God and spending time with him. I want to make that cool. I don't want to make it like I was scared of it when I was growing up because I looked at the results of it and I was like, I don't want to act like that. I don't want to be like that. But I wanted to have something that I wanted to make that wisdom cool. And also not just cool as far as that I put a shiny wrapping on it, but that it be applicable in my life today, because that's what the challenge was for me reading the word a lot of times, is because I was like, yeah, okay, it's 3,000 years old, it was written, but how does it apply to today? And it's amazing how the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, this 3,000-year-old wisdom is hitting me in my business, hitting me in my leadership, my culture, my systems, my relationships, and all around. And the more and more, like comedian Nazareth was talking about in the podcast, he said, the more and more that I fill myself up with wisdom, that it just becomes an overflow of my mouth and I don't have to worry or watch what I'm saying because I already know what's in my heart because I sought that out. So in Proverbs 28 today, what if I'm weary? And I don't know if any of you guys have got to this point where, you know, when you're weary about, you know, anything, whether it be personal, professional, spiritual, financial, you get weary. We all do as humans. I said, God, what if I get weary? He said, it's okay, number one. He said, listen to me. And then he said, lean on me. And he goes through this, and so when I asked the question, what if I'm weary, the first answer was boldness comes from truth. And in Proverbs 28, verse 1, the wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. In verse number 5, it says, evildoers do not understand what is right. Those who seek the Lord understand it fully. In verse number 9, it says, if anyone turns a deaf ear to instruction, even their prayers are detestable. In verse 18 of Proverbs 28. The one whose walk is blameless is kept safe, but though the one whose ways are perverse will fall into a pit. Verse number 21, to show partiality is not good, yet a person will do wrong for a piece of bread. Boldness comes from telling the truth, or from my truth is what he said. How do we know the truth? By spending time with him. Number two, I will rule with discernment and knowledge. And this is in verse two. This got a lot of different references. In verse two, when a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a ruler with discernment and knowledge maintains order. In verse number four, those who forsake instruction praise the wicked, but those who heed it resist them. In verse number seven, a discerning son heeds instruction, but the companion of gluttons disgraces a father. That's what comedian Nazareth was talking about. In verse number 12, when the righteous triumph, there is great elation, but when the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding. Verse number 15, like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a helpless people. God will rule with discernment and knowledge. He goes into verse 16, which is a tyrannical ruler practices extortion, but one who hates ill-gotten gain will enjoy a long reign. And in verse 28, when the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding, but when the wicked perish, the righteous thrive. Number three in What If I'm Weary, he said, check my track record. In verse number three, he says, a ruler oppresses the poor is like driving rain that has no crops. Think of driving rain that has no crops. Well, check his track record. He always produces a crop. He always does. And so in verse number 10, he says, whoever leads the upright along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance. Number four, my wisdom is more valuable than gold. And he hits me in verse six, better to be poor whose walk is blameless than rich whose ways are perverse. If you listen to comedian Nazareth on the last podcast, you'll hear this over and over again. He had a deal in Hollywood, but he gave his heart to the Lord and he wanted to serve. He wanted to go into the ministry aspect of it. He took comedy and he took it into the faith-based side, and where people would tell him, oh, you're crazy because you're doing this. But what happened was God continued to flourish him. Look at his track record. And when we look at my wisdom is more valuable than gold, in verse number eight, he says, whoever increases their wealth by taking interest or profit from the poor amasses it for another who will be kind to the poor. In verse 11, the rich are wise in their own eyes. One who is poor and discerning sees how deluded they are. In verse number 14, actually, it's at the bottom of the page here. Blessed is the one who always trembles before God, but whoever hardens their heart falls into trouble. In verse number 23, whoever rebukes a person will in the end gain favor rather than the one who has a flattering tongue. His wisdom is more valuable than gold. Number five in this, what if I'm weary? It's okay if you stumble. In verse number 13, he says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. It's okay to stumble. Just call it and then move on. Number 17, verse number 17, anyone tormented by guilt of murder will seek refuge in the grave. Let no one hold them back. It's okay to stumble as long as you own up to it. Number six in this, why? What if I'm weary? He said, God said, work your land. And this is the most valuable verse, I believe, in this whole entire proverb. Those who work their land, Proverbs 28, verse 19, those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies will have their fill of poverty. And in verse 20, a faithful person will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. Work your land. Number seven, What if I'm weary? Continue to be generous. A lot of times when we're weary, we stop being generous. We step away from that part of it. What God is saying is, even in the craziest times, continue to be generous with your time, with your finances, with your love, with your heart, and speak life into people. In verse 22, he says, the stingy are eager to get rich and are unaware of the poverty that awaits them. In verse number 25, it says, the greedy stir up a conflict, but those who trust in the Lord will prosper. In verse number 27, those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. Continue to be generous, even when you're weary. And the last one in this is when I said, what if I'm weary, Lord? He said, trust me, and I will not forsake you. In verse number 26, it says, those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. What is wisdom? The right use of knowledge. Where do we get wisdom? From the fear of the Lord. Why would we fear God? It's not fear and trembling. It's fear as far as respect. How can we respect him? By spending time with him, seeing that his character, his words, and his actions are in line. And imagine this, when your heart, your mind, and your actions, you align them, you create an irresistible vibe that nobody can resist. I told you, Proverbs 28, it delivers, it never disappoints. The corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom, Proverbs 28. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.